I was glad to visit Colombia and to meet with the Irish diaspora there. Also met with Colombian Irish business organisations and groups as well to try and promote trade between our countries. And also had a number of engagements as well around the Colombian peace process, where there's been significant conflict in Colombia over the last few decades. Thankfully, there was a peace process which Ireland significantly contributed to in 2016, and a peace agreement which continues to be implemented. And also Ireland is acting as an international guarantor at the moment as well for peace negotiations which are happening in Colombia, and had a number of meetings and engagements around the work and support that Ireland is providing to Colombia for that process. Obviously, we know in our own country, our own experience. We also know in our own country as well the value of having international support for securing peace, particularly from the United States, who contributed very significantly in Northern Ireland. Likewise, now as a country, we're working to try and provide lessons from our experience and indeed outside independent international support as well for the peace process there in Colombia. And I undertook a number of significant meetings as well over the course of the week to support that work.
And these St. Patrick's Day trips, they hold huge value, not just to the countries we're visiting, but to everyone at home who's watching their thoughts and their needs being represented out abroad. And one particular visit that got a lot of attention was Conor McGregor's visit to the White House in America. And I was just wondering, Minister, if you had any thoughts regarding that, considering all the ministers that had been going to different places, different countries, representing our interests, to see then maybe an individual representing different thoughts in the White House. Did you have any thoughts on that at all?
Listen, we had 36 ministers visiting 42 countries around the world, and indeed 8 cabinet ministers with many visits in the United States as well, and indeed our Taoiseach visiting the White House and indeed meeting people from right across the Congress and Senate as well. And that was who was representing Ireland, the elected ministers of our country in the United States over the past week. Obviously, the President of the United States is entitled to invite anyone he wishes to meet with him in the White House, but certainly Conor McGregor was not representing the people of Ireland. Certainly, I think all decent thinking Irish people would not see them as see him as a representative of our people. Indeed, he's never been elected to any position and doesn't speak on behalf of the country. That was something that was done by Irish government representatives elected by the people and done very strongly over the course of St. Patrick's Week right across the United States, in Washington, in the White House, and indeed across the world as well.